Okay, welcome back to our second podcast of In and Out Kabaddi Pro Kabaddi League Season 7. Sahel at Mumbai, I'm Dan Strange here in London. Sahel, it's been a very action-packed first few days of action, but of course, starting off the season, sort of a pre-season warm-up, if you will, was India versus the world ahead of the Pro Kabaddi League Season 7. Just talk us through what happened in that one.
Yeah, it's quite cool actually, Dan. Welcome back to all of our listeners as well. All-star game to start things off. It built into the league quite nicely because remember we've had the IPL and the World Cup back to back, so plenty of cricket. So nice little timely reminder that Kabaddi was around the corner. It was awesome to watch as well because you had the top stars from India up against the top stars of the world, including the likes of Jankun Lee, Fazal Atachali, and plenty of others. You know, the new star on the horizon, Mohammad Ismail Nabi Baksh as well. So it was a great game, and wait for it, India lost by a single point. So that was fantastic to watch because it just set the season up quite nicely. And I don't think everyone expected India to actually cave to the world all-stars. But it tells you how the game has grown since 2014. It tells you how much the game has gone global since PKL has come in. So that was great to watch.
So the world won.
Yep, the world won.
It's a difficult thing to take for you Indian fans, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's no an
cricket,
Asian Games
loss. No Cricket World Cup, no Asian Games.
Yeah.
Now...
Yeah, I forgot who won the World Cup.
Cricket
New
World
Zealand
Cup.
New Zealand win it, and then England just stole it from them. Sorry.
Rules are rules, Sahel. So rules are rules.
Was the umpire on someone's side, and then later, 3 days later, said he... got it wrong. Oh, right, correct. England, he likes England or something like that. Or he lives there now. Maybe. Anyway, moving on.
Just bitter. Anyway, so early matchups. We mentioned it in the preview pod. Umumba versus Jaipur Pink Panthers. Bit of a grudge match in the In and Out Kabaddi team because, you know, you may have the odd connection to Umumba, and obviously I have stated my claim as a JPP fan. And I'm afraid it's early season gloating rights to me. 42-23, 25 raid points to 18, 11 tackle points to 6, and hang on, just a matter of 6 all-out points to none.
Yeah, it wasn't the best night for Umumba up against their former rivals. Also, given the fact that in season 6, Jaipur did not beat Umumba. There was a tie and 2 big losses. And that tells you how the league has actually transformed itself over the off-season. You know, I think teams are just shaped up nicely. There's a couple of additions to each side that are interesting. And what made it even more appealing was the fact that actually Umumba started the season with a huge win against the Telugu Titans. And Siddharth Desai was at the Telugu Titans, someone who played with Umumba the last season. And they absolutely battered him. So coming into the Jaipur encounter, they would have hoped that their defense was watertight. But Deepak Devasudha was outstanding for Jaipur. Their defense clicked. But what actually just broke Umumba's back was that Fazal Atachali and Sandeep Narwal, the phenomenal corner combination, were just all over the place. We saw advanced tackles, we saw impatient defending, which was very unlike the Umumba defensive setup. So they were thrown by the occasion. Jaipur got the better of them. And actually, you like this stat. It's the biggest win for Jaipur up against their arch rivals, Umumba. And remember, that's a repeat of the first ever match of Pro Kabaddi from 2014.
Of course, both former champions as well. And both will be hoping after not the best seasons last year. JPP, fifth in their zone last year. How did that happen? Fifth in their zone, a better start.
They've had a disappointing couple of seasons, Jaipur. Fifth, missed out the playoffs last year, missed out the previous year. Umumba had a terrific season last year and then came undone at the end after finishing second overall on the league table. So they'll be really disappointed after that campaign to not go on to the finals. And so, you know, they would have been hoping for a whole lot more. They're a little depleted on the reading side of things. So I think that's going to come back to bite them at some point. But look, I think there were some other games that were terrific to watch because, Dan, we got a repeat of the last year's grand finale. That was the Bengaluru Bulls up against the Gujarat Fortune Giants.
Yeah, revenge was very, very sweet for the Fortune Giants, really. 18 points the difference in the end.
Yeah, that was a huge win as well because they just looked listless, the Bengaluru Bulls Raiders. And you don't say that very often of Pawan Sarawat and Rohit Kumar, given the fact that just the night before that, they had beaten the Patna Pirates. They had beaten Pardeep Narwal through a superb showing with their Raiders in the second half. So, you know, Gujarat's defense looks even better this season. They look even more organized, which is a massive statement to the rest of the league. And they've been finalists 2 years in a row, and they are eyeing the title on their third attempt, and they look pretty good at this stage.
Great spread of points as well for the Fortune Giants. Sachin, 7 points, top scorer. Sunil Kumar, 6 points. They really do spread the points around nicely, which over a season will help. You know, it spreads the workload, surely.
Yeah, it does. And I think when you look at the captain, he's young, Sunil Kumar. He had 6 tackle points. He has his able ally with him, Parvesh Benswal. And then Sachin continues to impress as a Raider. So they do have most things ticked. I think just the corner combination needs to work for them. But somehow the covers seem to do the job for both the corners and the covers. So they seem to be living the good life at this stage. But look, it's very early in the season. Just the one game for most teams, a couple of games for a few others. And it's a bit early to make a bold call. But I will say Gujarat look like the best side so far that I've seen in the comp.
You mentioned in the preview show Haryana Steelers could improve and could be ones to watch this year. I really nailed my my colours to the mast, maybe wrongly looking at the score, to Puneri Pultan. 24-34, Haryana Steelers take the win. So, you know, you might be right on that one.
Yeah, I think what was good to see from Haryana was that their defence looked so solid and so organised. They have Dharmaraj Chettilathan, who's the captain. But what's interesting also this season, Dan, is that the Puneri Pultan were coached by Anup Kumar for the first time that he's forayed into coaching. And the Haryana Steelers were coached by Rakesh Kumar. Two great friends, best friends in many ways. Two guys who are legends of Indian Kabaddi. Two guys that have won Asian Games gold medals for India together. Two guys that have captained U Mumba together and played together for U Mumba. So suddenly they found themselves coaching two opposite sides, foraying into coaching for the first time. And that itself was a story that came together quite nicely. But what was even more interesting was the fact that Rakesh Kumar is actually younger than Dharmaraj Chettilathan, his captain at Haryana Steelers. And that tells you, A, how cool it is to have young coaches now move into this sport, but also how fit Dharmaraj Chettilathan is to be playing this sport at that level at the age of 44. So he's fit, he's still strong, and he's holding that Haryana Steelers defense together. Well, one thing that you might be happy about is that Puneri Pultan might look a little better in the next encounter. They did not have Nitin Tomar, and when they do get him back, I think they look like a better outfit.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge, huge player to be missing. Of course, surely you must be fighting off the offers to coach teams with your level of experience now.
Yeah, massive, massive offers coming my way, Dan. But I've got to say, Star Sports are keeping me entertained. No massive offers coming, Dan. Calm down, calm down. I'm very happy doing what I'm doing. I will move into my analyst mode after my voice goes for a toss, and I'm hoping that's not going to happen, and I might just ensure that at some point soon, given how many matches we've got over the next 3 months.
We've got to give a nod to Rao Chowdhury with his start for the Tamil Tulivers. 39-26, they beat Telugu Titans. And Rao, well, we mentioned him as one of the signings of the season, 12 points. Top scorer, Manjeet Chilla, he's still got it. 5 tackles and a bonus point as well. It's looking good for the Tamils, as you said it could.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what was more impressive is the fact that Rao Chowdhury, remember, was playing at his former home, the home of the Telugu Titans. The crowd was completely divided because obviously they wanted to support Rao Chowdhury as well. He's been the heartthrob there for 6 whole seasons. So suddenly they were torn between supporting Rao Chowdhury or supporting their own side, the Telugu Titans. It doesn't help that the Telugu Titans have looked pretty shabby so far. 2 played, 2 lost. And the big signing, Siddharth Desai, at 1.45 crores, has flopped completely so far. So, you know, it's not going very well. And that's what happens, I think, as I said in our preview pod as well. When you spend so much on one player, you lack balance in your squad. And we're seeing that with the Telugu Titans.
Of course, to come in the next few days, we actually see Dabang Delhi take to the mat twice in a row, Wednesday, Thursday. A team that have never really massively shone in this league and will be looking to get better and better this season. How do you see them starting off? And a good chance for them sort of to get early momentum back-to-back for Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, I think, look, they made the playoffs for the first time in their history last season, Dabang Delhi. So they do have things going better than it used to. They've also got a similar squad. They've kept the core and nucleus of their squad, and I think that helps. because it just keeps that continuity going forward. And I think any team that has that will taste a lot of success, because it's a sport where you rely on communication, rely on playing together and playing solid kabaddi together. And we're seeing that with the Bengaluru Bulls, with the Gujarat Fortune Giants. And I think we will see that with the Dabang Delhi squad as well. So I think it should be a pretty good season for them. But I think the match of the next week that's coming up, or the next few days, is going to be UP Yodha up against the Bengal Warriors. Two very evenly matched sides. And I think Bengal will be a very exciting side to watch this time.
Well, there we go. We're over 10 minutes again. We're closer than last time, but we are over 10 minutes. It's been fascinating catching up, Sahel. We will have so much more coming from In and Out Kabaddi this season. As I say, 10-minute pods now to keep it short and sweet, and makes it more listenable on your commute or whenever you try and take in everything from the Pro Kabaddi League. Sahel, thanks for your time. Have a great next few days. It's Gachibowli at the moment, isn't it? Indoor stadium down in Hyderabad.
Yep, we're at the Gachibowli Indoor Stadium. We head to Mumbai after this, the City of Dreams. So it's going to be an interesting few
your pad
days coming up.
Well, your substitute pad, your
exactly.
Acquired pad.
I had to sleep in my own bed for about for about a week, which is great. And then back on the road with the caravan.
Awesome. Guys, we'll see you again soon. Don't forget, follow at In and Out Kabaddi on Twitter or Instagram, at Dan Strange TV and at Sahel Chanduk. Throw us your questions if you want them answered on here. Sahel, we'll catch up very, very soon.